Good morning and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine and it's camp day here at TD Ballpark, the earliest game of the season. Today is game two of this six-game set between the visiting Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin. Took the series opener last night by a score of 5-4. The Blue Jays' comeback fell just short in the ninth last night. Back-to-back singles off of Bradenton closer Junior Tebow to lead off the inning put the tying run on, but both runners would then advance to scoring position with just one out, and Dunedin can only manage a sacrifice fly to bring in just one run. Dasan Brown grounded out to short to end it, leaving the tying run at second base. The Marauders' win improved them to 28-35, and the Blue Jays fell last night to 27-37. Elsewhere in the Florida State League last night, the Threshers beat the Tarpons 3-2 in Tampa. The Cardinals took down the Mets 2-1 in Palm Beach. The Mighty Muscles defeated the Flying Tigers 3-2 in Lakeland, and the Tortugas were victorious against the Hammerheads in Daytona 9-5. Looking to today, the Blue Jays send out righty Michael Dominguez, making his eighth start of the year. The former 15th-round selection in 2019 out of Jefferson High School nearby in Tampa has struggled a bit this year, especially his last couple games. His last two starts, he's combined for 8 innings pitched and 12 earned runs, so hopefully he can get something going tonight. Today, I should say, against this Bradenton lineup. For the Marauders, they send out Yoelvis Del Rosario for his 10th start of the year. He's been really good for Bradenton, a 3.38 ERA over 45 and a third innings pitched, but he did get roughed up last outing against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Last week in Fort Myers, Del Rosario got knocked out of the ballgame in the fourth, ending with a line of 3.2 innings pitched and 4 earned runs allowed. Let's take a look at the lineups first for the Bradenton Marauders, managed by Jonathan Johnston, batting first at second base, Davies Nadal, batting second in center field, Jace Bowen, batting third, the shortstop, Sung Che Chang, batting fourth, the DH, Sergio Campagna, batting fifth at third base, Mike Jarvis, batting sixth at first base, Brendan Dixon, batting seventh, the catcher, Wyatt Hendry, batting eighth in left, rounding out the order in right field, Josiah Dixon. Now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, they look like this. Batting first, the DH tonight, Adrian Pinto. Batting second, the shortstop, Esteban Machado. Batting third in center field, Roque Salinas. Batting fourth at first base, Rainer Nunez. Batting fifth in right field, Adriel Sotolongo. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jomer Hernandez. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Raquelman DeCastro. Batting eighth in left field, Amel Brazaban. And batting ninth, rounding out the order at third base, Jose Rivas. We're going to take a quick break. First pitch should be in about 10 minutes or so. So stay tuned. You are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Good morning and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here live at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. It's about 83 degrees. It's cloudy here, but we have no rain in the forecast. It's going to be a wonderful day for a baseball game, and it's camp day here at TD Ballpark. We've got a few summer camps here. A lot of kids watching this game amongst their friends, and Michael Dominguez is out on the mound for the Blue Jays. He's about to take his last warm-up pitch. Jomar Hernandez, the catcher, about to throw down to second, and then we'll get started. Due up in this first inning for the Bradenton Marauders will be Davies Nadal, Jace Bowen, and Sung Che Chang. Nadal coming up to the plate, and it looks like we're ready to get started. Michael Dominguez on for the 10th time this year, 8th start. He has struggled as of late. Let's see if he can get something going here. First pitch, 90-mile-an-hour fastball at 11:04, about 4 minutes late. No big deal. 1-0 to start off Nadal. The 1-0, that one misses outside as well. Fastball slider changeup in the repertoire for Dominguez. A 2-0 count now to Nadal. Dominguez out of the windup, kicks and fires. That one finds the zone. Michael Dominguez, the 21-year-old righty. Went to high school not too far from here. Jefferson in Tampa. That one fouled back and off the facing and went right back towards a couple fans in the front row behind home plate. Luckily, it landed in the row right in front, or right behind them. A 2-2 count to Nadal. Dominguez kicks and fires. That one skips in front, well in front of the plate. And that'll make the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Full count to the first hitter of the game. Nadal batting .227 on the year. Second baseman, Dominguez kicks and fires. That one fouled in and out of the glove of Hernandez. And Nadal able to stay alive. So we'll have 3-2 again. That fastball coming in at 91. Dominguez, the 3-2 again. Cut and a miss. The back foot slider got him to chase after it. Out number one, strikeout number one of the day. And let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, we've got Amel Brazoban, Roque Salinas, and Adriel Sotolongo. Along the infield, third to first, Jose Rivas, Esteban Machado, Raquelman DeCastro, and Rainer Nunez with Jomar Hernandez behind the dish. Jace Bowen, the center fielder, first pitch, the slider low and away, got him to chase after it. 0-1 to start him off. Jace Bowen having a really nice year thus far, .273 average, 8 home runs, 38 RBIs. Dominguez fires that one again, the slider, that one down below. Getting Bowen to chase after those breaking balls early in this count. 0-2 now. The pitch. That one skips. Went right back with it. Yanked it a little bit too much. 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes. Dominguez fires. That one he his swing on that slider. Bowen recognizing that slider early enough. That'll square up the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Sungjae Chang, the shortstop on deck. The pitch. That one popped back and out of play. Followed up that slider with a fastball up in the zone. Bowen able to get a piece of it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Not a ton of wind out here right now. It's blown a little bit to right field, but not like we saw last night. The 2-2 again. That one, the slider again, got him to chase. 2 up, 2 down, both via the strikeout. Great start to this game by Michael Dominguez. And now that'll bring up the shortstop, Sungjae Chang.
Number 5, Sungjae Chang.
Sungjae Chang batting 247 on the year. That one outside. 1-0 to start him off. The 1-0 pitch. That one just missing. 2-0. That one fouled back. Got a piece of that fastball off the screen. Back over to Hernandez. A 2-1 count. Chang steps back in. Lefty-righty matchup. 2-1. That one, a liner cut by Rivas. Nice play. Falling over to his left to complete the 3-up, 3-down inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. Adrian Pinto, Esteban Machado, and Roque Salinas do up for the Blue Jays to get us started. We're here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Yoelvis Del Rosario, the pitcher for the Bradenton Marauders, first pitch to Adrian Pinto down low for a ball. The 1-0, that one up and in. A 2-0 count to start off Adrian Pinto. Pinto last night, 1-for-2, a sack fly in the eighth inning to bring in the third run of the game for the Blue Jays. Now on up and in as well, getting out of the way of that fastball coming in at 91. Quickly, a 3-0 count to the Blue Jays leadoff man, the pitch. That one finds the zone. Fastball at 92, right of the waist. A 3-1. That one inside, a leadoff walk. Up Esteban Machado.
Now batting shortstop, number 14,
Esteban Machado, the shortstop, batting 236 on the year. Switch hitting shortstop, batting from the left side here against the righty pitcher. The first pitch, that one misses. 1-0 to start off Machado. Trey Ward, the umpire behind home tonight. And a move over to first with Pinto diving in head first safely. Trey Ward, the home plate umpire, Chad Westlake in the field. A 1-0 count. Out of the stretch now, Del Rosario. He'll kick and fire. That one lifted high towards center field. Going back is Bowen to the track, and that is going to be off the top of the wall. Extra base hit for Machado. He's going to stay at second. And staying at third is Adrian Pinto. A double puts two runners in scoring position. Pinto had to hold up a little bit, making sure it wasn't going to get caught. But now two runners in scoring position for the Blue Jays. Not an out yet. And Roque Salinas will step in. A double for Machado, his, 10th of the year. And that gives the Blue Jays an early opportunity here. De Rosario steps off the mound, off the rubber for a second. That'll count as one pickoff attempt. First pitch to Salinas. He grounds over to third. Going to be a tough play at the plate. They're not going to make it. Over to first for the out. And moving to third is Machado. Pinto scores. Salinas with an RBI. And that gets the Blue Jays on the board first here in the bottom half of this first frame.
Number 37, Reynard Nunez.
1-0 lead for the Blue Jays. One out, a runner still at third base. And now Reynard Nunez. He's been fantastic this year. Infield comes in. First pitch to Nunez. Grounder left side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Another RBI. And Reynard Nunez drives in his 49th run of the year. 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays here early.
Right fielder, number 22, Adriel.
Only one out now, Adriel Sotolongo. Tonight's right fielder. Today's right fielder, I should say. Got to get out of that habit. First morning game of the year comes on a Wednesday of all days. That first pitch to Sotolongo in there for a called strike, 0-1. Del Rosario comes set. Kicks and fires. Foul tip. Caught by Hendry, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Del Rosario fires that one low. Tried to get him to chase that slider down low. Sotolongo not offering a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. That one lifted back out of play. Sotolongo stays alive. 233 average, three home runs on the year for Sotolongo. Runner on first, one away here in the first inning. The pitch. That one lifted towards center field. Going back is Bowen. He's going to settle underneath and make the grab for out number two. And let's take a look at the defense for the Marauders. In the outfield, left to right, we've got Randy Romero, Jace Bowen, and Josiah Dixon. Along the infield, third to first, Mikey Vizcaíno and Brendan Dixon with Wyatt Hendry behind the dish. Jomer Hernandez, he'll step in. One on, two away. And he lifts that one right side up and out of play. 0-1 to start him off. Hernandez has been swinging the bat well as of late, now batting 280 on the year. .379 OBP. That pitch right at the knees, called a strike. Hernandez thought that was a little low, but an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes, two away here, bottom half of the first inning. Del Rosario kicks and fires. That one lifted right side. Hernandez stays alive as that one gets out of play. Nunez on first. Hernandez at the plate with Raquelvin DeCastro, the second baseman today, on deck. Still an 0-2 count. Del Rosario kicks and fires. That one, did it hit him? It did not. Hernandez able to get out of the way. 94-mile-an-hour fastball near that front hip. One and two. The pitch. That one inside as well. Went almost same spot with that fastball. Count evens back up now, 2-2. Two runs across in this inning for the Blue Jays. The 2-2, that one outside. And Hernandez thought he drew the walk, but that's just 3-2. He flipped the bat towards the Blue Jays dugout, took a few steps toward first before the umpire, Trey Ward, behind the plate, reminded him that the count is now full. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days. But it's a full. The pitch again. That one up high. Now he draws the walk. In his mind, he drew it twice, but that'll bring up Raquelvin DeCastro, the second baseman. That keeps the inning going. Runners on first and second, two down.
Raquelvin DeCastro.
And that's going to get Yorman Bazzardo out, the pitching coach for the Marauders. Two down, Del Rosario struggling a bit here in this inning. Two hits given up, two walks. Command looking like it's not all the way there in this first inning. As I said in the pregame, he's coming off an outing where he got roughed up quite a bit by the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. They are the Bradenton Marauders, and they're dragging that conversation out a little bit. Trey Ward went out to break it up, and they're still talking. Now they finally disperse off the mound. And it looks like we are now ready to get started. Going into that game in Fort Myers, Del Rosario was 3-1 with a 2.81 ERA, and now that bumped his ERA to 3.38. First pitch to DeCastro, down low. No, called a strike. Oh, wow. That one looked below the knees for sure, but Trey Ward thought otherwise. Runners on first and second, two down. The 0-1 pitch, that one outside. Evens up that count, 1-1. Amel Brazoban on deck for the Blue Jays. 1-1, Del Rosario. He'll kick and fire. That one popped back out of play. Now a 1-2 count. He's got DeCastro down in the count, 1-2, but he had Hernandez down in the count, 0-2, before losing him. Rosario kicks and fires. That one skips. Evens up the count again now, 2-2. 25 pitches so far, 13 strikes, 12 balls. Like I said, Del Rosario struggling with his command a little bit. Very iffy on these pitches. 2-2. That one fouled off right side. DeCastro stays alive. Two balls, two strikes. He'll step back in. Del Rosario, the 2-2 again. Cut and a miss. Swings over top of that slider, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays score two, leave two. We'll head to the top of the second inning. It's 2-0 here at TD Ballpark.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And I see you. The way I breathe you in is the texture of your skin.
Souvenirs. There's no time, I want to make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture.
Blue Jays fans, don't forget, tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser here at TD Ballpark. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. Dollar brews and a ballgame? I can't think of a better way to spend a Thursday night. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here at TD Ballpark, top half of the second inning. Sergio Campagna, the DH. He lead it off for Bradenton. Michael Dominguez back out for his second inning. Three up, three down in the first. A really good first inning. Two strikeouts. That first pitch missing below the zone. 1-0 to start off Campagna. The 1-0 pitch. Cut and a miss there. Went back with that fastball up high that time. 1-1. Campagna last night, 0 for 3, 2 Ks, did draw a walk. Caught and a miss at that slider, now 1-2. The 1-2 from the righty, that one popped back right over my head. Bounced around on my roof a couple times, 1-2. The pitch. That one, the slider low and away. Campagna spits on it. 2-2. Evens the count. Two balls, two strikes on the year. Campagna batting 181. Two home runs, eight RBIs. He started off, as I remember in that opening series against the Marauders, that three-game set as he misses low and outside with that slider. Campagna started off really well. But Bradenton as a team has not hit the ball well over the last few series. That one right over my head again. Closer to the away broadcast booth. So we'll try it again. Count still full, 3-2. That slider in there, called strike three. Nice pitch, got him looking. Three strikeouts through four hitters for Michael Dominguez. One out here in the second.
Third baseman, number 7.
And just played
Mike
the
Jarvis.
Sheesh strikeout prompt, and with it being camp day, all the kids here joined in with it. Mike Jarvis, the third baseman, that one outside on the slider, 1-0. The pitch, that one fouled back into the netting. Evens it up, 1-1. Mike Jarvis did not play in last night's game, batting 232 on the year. Out of the windup, Dominguez kicks and fires. That one down low. Two balls, a strike. That one popped back up out of play, evens it up. Two balls, two strikes. That fastball coming in at 92. Dominguez with his fastball sits at around 90, but can go up to 92, 93 sometimes. That, and later in the game, it'll tend to drop a little bit, but he'll ramp it back up in big moments. The 2-2. That slider. Jarvis, now full count. Third full count that Dominguez has had here to start off this game. The 3-2, that one fouled off. Actually fouled right in the direction of Dominguez's mom, who sits front row for most of these games, especially when her son is on the mound. The 3-2, that one, fly ball to center field coming in is Salinas, and that'll drop. Drops a few feet in front of Salinas. That was in on the hands. That ball died once it went past the infield. So the first hit of the ball game for the Marauders belongs to Mike Jarvis. One on, one out here in this second inning. Brendan Dixon, the first baseman. He hit his fifth home run of the season last night, a two-run shot. That came in the second inning of last night's game. Takes that first pitch at the knees. The slider for strike, 0-1. Dominguez now working out of the stretch for the first time, the 0-1. That one in there, fastball outside corner. Now 0-2 to Dixon. No balls, two strikes, one on, one away. Dominguez leans, comes set. Kicks and fires. Chopper, left side, picked up by Rivas. Over to second for one, and first in time. A 5-4-3 double play to get out of the inning. And that'll bring us to the bottom half of the second coming up. 2-0 ball game. Blue Jays lead it here at TD Ballpark.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
My buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly due.
We're back here in the bottom half of the second inning. Amel Brazovan, Jose Rivas, and then back to the top of the order, Adrian Pinto due up in this half inning. Two runs scored for the Blue Jays in the first. We'll see what happens here as Del Rosario tries to settle in and come back with a good inning. Brazovan fouls that one off right side out of play. 0-1 to start him. The 0-1 pitch up and in, leaning back is Brazovan. Gets out of the way, takes it for a ball. Fastball coming at 94. The 1-1. That one, a liner drops right in front of Dixon. He picks it and he'll take it over to first unassisted for the putout. One away here, Jose Rivas will step in.
Jose Rivas.
Jose Rivas, today's third baseman, stepping in. The first pitch, foul tip. Hendry keeps in the glove, 0-1. Rivas did not play in last night's game, but with Damiano Palmigiani going up to Vancouver, I'm sure he'll see a couple more games at third base. He and Angel Del Rosario will likely split time there. The 1-1. That one, line towards right field. Going back to the corner, it's going to be out of play. Off the pole that hits the end of the netting over there. Back onto the field. It's going to be a 1-2 count. A ball and two strikes. Rivas back in. Del Rosario out of the windup. Kicks and fires. That slider alone away. Rivas does not offer at it. 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. That one in on the hands. Backhanded by Del Rosario. What a play by the pitcher. A real reaction pick there by Yoelvis Del Rosario.
Designated hitter, number 44.
Rivas upset. He definitely thought that was going to get through the middle for a base hit, but a better play gets him out. Two away, Adrian Pinto, first pitch outside. Fastball 94, 1-0. That one lifted towards center field. Going back is Bowen. He settles underneath, and that will end the inning. Three up, three down for the Blue Jays. A bounce back inning for Yoelvis Del Rosario. We'll head to the top half of the third. It is 2-0. Dunedin leads it.
Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions right here at DD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beers, $2 16-ounce beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And Saturday nights, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
We're back here. 7-8-9 hitters due up in this half inning for the Marauders. Michael Dominguez back on the mound. First pitch, the fastball up and in on the in the zone. Gets the chase by Hendry. Swings underneath, 0-1. That one pops back up out of play. Now 0-2. Just 35 pitches through the first two innings for Michael Dominguez. He's looking good so far. One hit allowed. Three strikeouts. That one in there. Called strike three. Gets Hendry out on three pitches. Strikeout number four for Dominguez. That one looking. That'll bring up the left fielder, Randy Romero.
Six, Randy Romero.
Randy Romero, the left fielder, batting 179 on the year. Did not play last night. That slider down low to start him off 1-0. One just missing down low. That looked like the changeup 2-0. Out of the windup, Dominguez kicks and fires the fastball right down the middle, taken by Romero 2-1. Now that wind's starting to pick up a little bit. Again, not near as much as last night. Cutting a miss at the fastball at the top of the zone 2-2. It's blowing left to right at the moment. As yesterday kept going, it started coming in a little bit. 2-2. That one fouled off his front foot while he's in the box. That one not noticed by the home plate umpire. Now it's going to be called. Trey Ward did not see it go off of Romero in the box. Hernandez playing it, and it was finally called dead by Chad Westlake sitting behind first base. That is the right call. It definitely took a bounce. The 2-2 pitch now. That one, the slider low and outside. Another full count. Four of them to the first seven hitters of this game. The 3-2 foul tip off the end of the glove of Hernandez and back to the netting. Romero stays alive. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Dominguez out of the windup. He'll kick and fire. That one lined right up the middle. Just past Dominguez. That's going to be a base hit. Second hit of the game for the Marauders. Romero on with a single. That'll bring up Josiah Dixon, the right fielder.
Josiah Dixon.
One on, one away. Dixon playing in his second game. He fouls that first pitch off into the screen. 0-1 to start him off. Blue Jays infield turned an inning-ending double play to end the top of the second. Now with a runner on, we'll see how Dominguez goes about this at-bat. See if he tries to induce a ground ball. 0-1. Dixon 1-for-3 on the year. There goes the runner. That one up and out. Throw for Hernandez is not in time. Romero on with a stolen base on second now. Romero now 5-for-5 on stolen base attempts this year. Gets himself in scoring position. One out here in the third. A 1-1 count at the plate to Dixon. Takes away the double play. The 1-1. That one in there. One ball, two strikes. Dominguez out of the stretch, kicks and fires. That slider called strike three right at the back door. 5 strikeouts through the first time through the lineup for Dominguez, and that's going to bring second up the baseman, leadoff man, top of the order, Davies Nadal. That slider by Dominguez looks today again. Time called at the plate. Got to get used to it being 11:40 on a Wednesday morning here at TD Ballpark. First pitch to Nadal, that one in there. 0-1 to start him off. Randy Romero, the left fielder, on second base in scoring position here, 2 outs. He's taking a pretty wide secondary lead. Dominguez kicks and fires. That one in the dirt, blocked, kept in front by Hernandez. One and one. Nadal, the switch-hitting second baseman, batting from the left side. Dominguez fires, cuts, and misses out of the back foot slider. That's what he got him on for the first out of the game, that strikeout by Nadal. 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Dominguez fires, cuts, and misses that fastball at 93 up above the zone. Got him to chase. Six strikeouts through three innings for Michael Dominguez. He looks really good today. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. It's still 2-0. Your Blue Jays in front. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Estevan Machado leads it off. First pitch, chopper over to first. Dixon backing up, makes the pickup over to first, tosses it to Del Rosario for the 3-1 putout. Nice play getting off the mound by Yoelvis Del Rosario. That'll bring up Roque Salinas. One out here in the third. Righty, out of the lineup, kicks and fires. First pitch inside with that fastball, 1-0. Salinas grounded out to third, did get the RBI, bringing in the first run of the game. 2-0 as he takes that one outside as well. Del Rosario kicks and fires. That one a liner right in front of the second baseman. Nadal, he picks it, tosses it over to first for the out. Two up, two down in this half inning.
First baseman, number 37.
Del Rosario looks like he's settled in pretty well, but now he's got to face Rainer Nunez. Never an easy task. Del Rosario kicks and fires the first pitch. Lifted high. Shallow, actually, he stays in the infield. Dixon underneath. Makes the grab for out number three. Blue Jays go three up, three down. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. Still 2-0 here at TD Ballpark.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence. I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good. When I'm meant to be, that's never gonna change. So let's at least agree to go our separate ways. Not gonna judge you when you're here. Somebody else, as long as you play, you won't be paid.
We're back here, top half of the fourth at TD Ballpark. Michael Dominguez on for his fourth inning worth of work. First pitch, that slider catches the outside corner. 0-1 to start off Jace Bowen. Bowen 0-1, he struck out swinging in the first inning. The 0-1, that one just missing outside. That one lined towards right field. Getting underneath and making the grab is Adriel Sotolongo. One up, one down in this half inning. That'll bring up Sung Che Chang.
Shortstop number 5, Sung Che Chang.
Dominguez looking real good thus far. 56 pitches, 57 pitches now. They just updated it through 3 1/3. First pitch to Chang, that one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start him. Sung Che Chang lined out to third. A nice play by Jose Rivas to end the first inning. The 0-1, that one in there as well. That slider catching the inner corner. Dominguez really likes that slider that breaks into lefties. The 0-2 pitch went back with a slider but yanked it. 1-2, the count to Chang. Sung Che Chang out of Taiwan. He signed with the Pirates organization back in 2019. The 1-2 pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go? And he did not, says Chad Westlake. That fastball up high. Almost got him to chase after it. The 2-2. And barely able to get a piece of that back foot slider. Keeps himself alive. Two strikes and time called. Granted to Sung Che Chang right as Dominguez was starting his windup. And we'll try it again. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled right off the... right off the glove of Hernandez. Hit him, I believe, on the top of the hand. And then it went off the top of his mask back into the netting. Hernandez, a tough guy. He's good to go. 2-2, the count still. The pitch. That one lined towards center field. That's going to fall for base hit. In on the hands. It drops actually just after the infield dirt. Third hit of the ball game for the Marauders. All singles.
Designated hitter, number 13, Sergio
Campania. And now Sergio Campania, the DH, he'll step in. Campania struck out looking in his first at bat. One on, one out here in the fourth. Dominguez back out of the stretch. First pitch, that fastball a little bit inside. 1-0. Chang is a threat to steal, and he starts to go, stops. He started to go before Dominguez even lifted his leg and realized his error and stopped. Ended up not even going at all. That pitch was inside as well, a 2-0 count. Now the Blue Jays know that they're looking to swipe second again. Sung Che Chang, 11-13 on the year on stolen base attempts. Not sure what's going on. The Blue Jays dugout is having a conversation with Chad Westlake, the field umpire. now we're ready to go. Not sure what that was about. Didn't see much. Dominguez kicks and fires that one in there. Two balls and a strike to Campagna. Runner on first, one away. That one, did it hit him? It did. Dominguez lost it on the fastball. Campagna hit by that pitch. He'll head to first, now over to second, and Sung Che Chang. And that brings up Mike Jarvis.
Third baseman, number 7, Mike Jarvis.
Two on, one away. That's going to get Drew Hayes out of the Blue Jays dugout. He's going to go talk to Dominguez a little bit. Blue Jays infield will converge on the mound. Jarvis had the first hit of the game for the Marauders. A single back in the second inning, and he was later the first out of a 5-4-3 double play to end the inning. Blue Jays infield having that conversation. Runners on first and second, one away. Mike Jarvis, the third baseman, he does have some speed. So a double play, if given the opportunity, wouldn't be the easiest one, but this Blue Jays infield is really good defensively. If you've been listening, if you've been to games, you've seen that happen. Hernandez stays in front of home, giving out his defensive signals. And a double steal isn't out of the question here for the Marauders. Both Chang and Jarvis are good base stealers. Excuse me. Chang and Campagna. First pitch, that slider low for a ball 1-0. Dominguez looking towards second, kicks and fires. That slider caught the zone. Jarvis checked his swing anyway, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Chang starting to dance. Took a quick step over towards third. That changeup inside, taken for a ball. Sung Che Chang really twitchy out there on the base paths. Wonder if he's either given the sign or if he's allowed to go when he sees fit. The 2-1 starts to go, stops, and a cut and a miss on the fastball. Two balls, two strikes to Jarvis. Dominguez comes set. The 2-2. That one lifted high up in the infield. Hernandez back to the netting. Is that going to get out of play? It will. And Jarvis able to stay alive. Count stays 2-2. Runners on first and second, one away. Blue Jays lead by 2 here, top half of the fourth inning. Hernandez out giving some more defensive signals. I think he's thinking that they're going to try a double steal here. I wouldn't be surprised. Dominguez, the 2-2. There he goes. Chang, chopper over to third. He's tagged. Izzy, no. Over to first. They'll only get Jarvis at first. Rivas, with that pickup, tried to tag out Sung Che Chang. But that play drew him a little bit too far in, and Chang with a nice deceptive move to get out of the way of the tag. But now runners at second and third. Two down for Brendan Dixon. You wonder if the best play, as Campagna wasn't even going on it. First pitch taken at the bottom of the zone, 0-1 to start off Dixon. You wonder if the best play was over to second to try to start that double play. But you can't blame Rivas for trying to get that quick tag. Chang, again, twitchy on third. That slider catches the outside corner. Dixon checked his swing, an 0-2 count. Dixon grounded out into that 5-4-3 double play to end the second inning. He's got an 0-2 count, runners on second and third. The 0-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Huge strikeout, and Dominguez is pumped up. Fastball up high, got him to chase after. That ends the inning, leaves the runners at second and third. And we'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. It's still 2-0. Blue Jays lead it.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days. And if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
You know I got your number, all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night, oh you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down, to your deepest low. I'll always be around, wherever life takes you. You know I follow you. Call you up, you've been crying, crying all night. You're only disappointed in yourself, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna take you into the sunlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. 2-0 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Sotolongo, Hernandez, and DeCastro do up. First pitch by Del Rosario, back out for the fourth. Inside misses. 1-0 to start off, Sotolongo. And that one, a grounder right up the middle. That's going to get through past Del Rosario, a leadoff single. Sotolongo on for the first time today. That'll bring up Jomer Hernandez. Leadoff man on with a base hit. Sotolongo on. Now Jomer Hernandez. First hit since the first inning for the Blue Jays. Del Rosario had settled in quite nicely after that rough first. Three up, three down in the second and third. First pitch misses up high, 1-0 to Hernandez. Del Rosario working back out of the stretch now. Lifted right side up and out of play. A 1-1 count now. Only one strikeout on the day so far for Yoelvis Del Rosario. Sotolongo on first. The 1-1 count. That one low. Two balls and a strike. Hernandez. He drew a walk. Was stranded at first in the first inning. Now move over. Sotolongo a little late getting back, but he's still back in time. A little late reacting to that pickoff attempt by Del Rosario. The 2-1. That one, a grounder left side. That's going to be picked up by Chang over to second for one. Wow, what a play by Sungche Chang to get the lead runner. Oh, I thought that was getting through to left field for sure, but Sungche Chang, who plays a fantastic defensive shortstop, he's able to move to his right, get that play, turn and throw to second. No chance of the double play, but that's about as good as that play could have been for the Marauders. Hernandez on with the fielder's choice. Now Kelvin DeCastro, the second baseman. Lines that one up right side. Out of play. One on, one out now. DeCastro struck out swinging in his first at bat. Now that one gets away from Dixon. The pickoff attempt by Del Rosario gets all the way to the wall. And moving over to second, is Hernandez into scoring position. That's going to be an error on Del Rosario. Runner in scoring position, one out. 0-1 count to DeCastro. Del Rosario kicks and fires that one. Blocked, kept in front by Hendry. That slider, he yanked it. 1-1. One ball, one strike. That one misses outside. Went right back with that slider, but couldn't get the call or the chase. 2-1. Brazoban on deck. Time is called. Hernandez on second had to tie his shoe. So we'll take a quick second.
Come on, y'all.
And we're ready to go. Two balls and a strike. Hernandez did the loop-de-loop and twirl. Now his shoes are looking cool. The 2-1. And checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not, says Chad Westlake. Looked like he might have offered, but right behind the mound isn't the best place for a check swing call from the field umpire, but it goes in the Blue Jays' favor, so no issue. 3-1. That one popped back out of play. Three balls, two strikes. Castro, runner on second, one away. Hernandez taking a larger lead. Gets Del Rosario to step off the rubber. The 3-2 pitch. And checking his swing, DeCastro draws the walk. That slider in the dirt. Now runners on first and second. One away for Amel Brazoban.
Now batting left fielder number 41, Amel Brazoban.
Amel Brazoban, he grounded out to first in his first at bat. 0-1 on the day. Del Rosario out of the stretch, kicks and fires, first pitch up high. 1-0 to start off Brazoban. Hernandez, for him being a catcher, really distracting out there at second base. He's been dancing like Sung Chae Chang. The 1-0, that one lifted high towards right field. Getting underneath it is Josiah Dixon, moving over to the line, makes the grab. Hernandez going to take off towards third, and he stops. Smart play, he probably would have been out by a bit. But now that's two down, and Jose Rivas will step in. Two down here in the fourth. Runners at first and second. Jose Rivas, the third baseman, he'll step in. Grounded out 1-3 on the score sheet, but a really nice pick behind the back by Del Rosario, kept that from getting up the middle. Top of the order on deck. First pitch fouled off by Rivas. Looked like Wyatt Hendry was looking for a back pick over at second base. He popped up on that fastball up like he was about to throw down to second, but with it being fouled off, he had no chance. Might have given away that secret. 0-1. The pitch down low. One ball, one strike. Rivas batting 188 on the year, but his OBP is 329. He's really good at working counts, very patient. And now a move over to second, not making the throw is Del Rosario, but he turns back. One ball, one strike. Castro on first. That one catches the inside corner, says Trey Ward, the home plate umpire, 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Blue Jays with a chance to extend the lead here in the fourth. And time is called very late. No pitch there. Rivas steps back in. Del Rosario comes set. The 1-2 pitch. And checking the swing. Did he go? He did, says Chad Westlake. It looked like he did. And we'll head to the top half of the fifth. The Blue Jays leave 2-1. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark.
Down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, oh. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. We fall down and we get up. We walk around and we talk tough. We got heart and we got nerve.
We're back here in the top of the fifth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays, Kelvin Perez, the righty. He's on for the fifth time this year, 2.70 ERA. First pitch taken up high for a ball, 1-0 to count to start off Wyatt Hendry. That ends the day for Michael Dominguez. A really nice start for him. That one hits Hendry. He lost the grip on that breaking ball. And Hendry, the leadoff man, will be on base. First time the Marauders have had the leadoff man on.
Number 26,
comes here in the
Randy
fifth inning.
Romero.
Final line for Dominguez. Four innings pitched, three hits, no runs, no walks, seven strikeouts. Really nice outing for Dominguez. Perez now working out of the stretch. Time called, granted, to Romero. first pitch. He looked to lay down a bunt. Pops it back over the screen. 0-1 the count. Perez, the 21-year-old right-hander out of Venezuela. One on, no outs. Perez kicks and fires that one up high. A ball and a strike. Perez fires that one, cuts and misses. 1-2, now the count to Romero. Left that one up a little high, but Romero couldn't get to it. The 1-2. And that one right off the end of the bat. Just able to get a piece of it on the slider. Romero keeps himself alive. Josiah Dixon on deck. Then the top of the order. Perez kicks and fires. That one lined to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Randy Romero on. For the second time today, he's 2-for-2.
Right fielder.
That brings up Josiah Dixon. Runners at first and second, no outs. Hernandez out again, giving defensive signals. Hendry on second, Romero on first. Hendry not really a threat to steal, obviously the catcher, not a ton of speed. He is 1-for-1 on the year. That one in there outside corner, fastball at 90. Dixon struck out looking in his first at bat. That makes him 1-for-4 in his Marauders career. Perez comes set, kicks and fires, popped back out of play, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Strikeout here would be really big for Perez. Runners on first and second, no outs. The 0-2 pitch, that one popped up. Right side, that looks like it's drifting up and out of play. Nunez, the first baseman, was tracking towards it, but it gets out of play. He rubs the head of Andrew Trifley, our media guy. No balls, two strikes. We'll try that again. Perez kicks and fires that one up high. One and two at the plate. Perez trying to keep this scoreless. 1-2. Chopper left side really soft. Picked up. At short by Machado, and beating it out is Dixon. Soft chopper to short, and that loads the bases. Unlucky break there for Perez and the Blue Jays.
Number 31, Davis Nadal.
Inducing soft contact, but it doesn't work out like you hope. Bases loaded, no outs. Hit by pitch, a single, and an infield single. First pitch, cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Davies Nadal. Nadal 0-for-2, two strikeouts. knucklehead run now at first base. The 0-1 chopper right side foul. No balls, two strikes. Top of the order here. Davies and Nadal. Bases loaded, no outs. Perez trying to work through this. Perez kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Big strikeout there for Kelvin Perez. That gets the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Jace Bowen.
Center fielder, number 2, Jace Bowen.
A really nice slider. Got to be able to trust your pitch. Especially when an 0-2 count, base is loaded. And it pays off for him. One away here. Perez kicks and fires. Chopper left side foul. Bowen 0-2 today, a strikeout and a flyout. 0-1 count. Perez comes set. Kicks and fires. That one lined right side, that's going to get foul. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, bases loaded, one away. Perez fires, that one down low. One, two count to Bowen. Sungjae Chang on deck for the Marauders. Perez kicks and fires. That one skips in the dirt. Squares up that count. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two. Perez. The pitch. That one lined towards left. Settling underneath is Brazoban. They're going to make a play at the plate, and it's going to be cut off by Rivas. A sacrifice fly by Jace Bowen brings in Bradenton's first run of the game. They cut the lead in half now, 2-1.
Now batting, number 5, Sungjae Chang.
The Blue Jays will take that at the moment, but the threat's not over. First and second now, two down. Jace Bowen driving in his 39th RBI of the year. Sungjae Chang, the shortstop. Perez kicks and fires. Chang laying down a bunt. That's going to be picked up by Perez over to first. And not in time, they say. Sungjae Chang on with a bunt single. And reloads the bases. Close play at first base, but Chang able to beat it out. And now bases loaded, two outs. Sergio Campagna, the DH. First pitch to Campagna is inside that breaking ball. 1-0. Perez kicks and fires. That one inside as well. 2-0 now. Campagna 0-1. He got hit by a pitch in the last inning. Was stranded at second base. Bases loaded. The 2-0 pitch. That one inside as well. Perez now. Campagna 3-0. That's going to get Hernandez out to talk to Kelvin Perez. Jose Rivas will join on the mound. The count of the plate. Bases are loaded. Tying run at third. Top half of the fifth. 2-1 ball game. Blue Jays leading right now. We'll see if they give Campagna the green light here. 3-0. Bases loaded. You know Perez does not want to walk him. The pitch, that one right down the middle. They did not give him the green light. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, he lays off. A chance here in this count, 3-1. Kicks and fires, that one off the hands, right off the inside part of the bat that fouled off. He tried to check his swing, that was inside. Would have been ball four if he didn't make contact with it. And now the count's full. Perez getting back into this count. 3-2. Perez kicks and fires. That one lifted high towards left, back to the corner, and that's going to hook foul. Yeah, that was fair. That would have been a grand slam for Campagna. He turned on that fastball. Sent it deep out towards left, but luckily for the Blue Jays, he hooked it foul. So we'll try it again. 3-2. The pitch. That one, chopper left side foul. Campagna fouling off the last two. Perez is about to make his 29th pitch of the inning. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He'll fire. That one fouled again. And now Jonathan Johnson out to talk to the umpire. I'm not sure what about. And he goes back to the dugout with not much being discussed. Still 3-2. 3 straight foul balls by Campagna. Perez comes set. 30th pitch. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Huge strikeout for Perez to get out of that jam, only allowing the one run. Blue Jays still lead it here as we head to the bottom half of the fifth. It's 2-1 here at TD Ballpark.
They were bringing the energy with the dance moves.
Lay back and smell the sun.
Trin Pinto leads it off. He sends that one to left field. Hooking towards the corner. That's going to be a foul ball. First pitch, he turned on it. Hooked it just a little foul. And it'll be 0-1 to start him off. Pinto, Machado, and Salinas all up in this half inning. That one popped up back out of play. Now 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, chopper left side. That'll be picked up by Cheng. Pinto with a lot of speed, close play. He gets it in time. One up, one down in this half inning.
Shortstop, number 14, Esteban
Del Rosario. Struggled in that first inning. He settled down. Had a couple of runners on in the last inning, but was able to get out of it unscathed. Esteban Machado, he'll step in. First pitch, fouled off. Machado, 1-for-2. He doubled. Takes that pitch down low for a ball. 1-1. And a big cut and a miss there by Machado. Del Rosario rearing back on that fastball, coming in at 93. 1-2. Now one inside in the dirt. Evens up the count. Machado from the left side of the plate. 2-2 outside. That runs it full. Three balls, two strikes. Del Rosario kicks and fires. Grounder right side. Foul. So the count will stay full. Three balls, two strikes. Rosario working out of the windup. He'll kick and fire. That one up high. Called strike three. The breaking ball must have just dropped in enough. And Machado is down looking.
Center fielder, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Just the third strikeout for Del Rosario. Two outs here in the fifth. At 70 pitches. Roque Salinas, first pitch, he'll take outside. The 1-0 is outside as well. Fly ball towards right center field, going back to the wall. That's going to drop. That's going to get all the way to the wall. Roque Salinas rounding first over to second now in standing up. A two-out double as he roped that one towards right center field. And now a runner in scoring position, two outs. Rainer Nunez will step in.
Rainer Nunez.
The Blue Jays threatening again here in this inning. Only managed two runs in the first. Gave up that run in the top half of this inning. They'd like to get that one back. Del Rosario, first pitch. The slider in there for a called strike. 0-1. Del Rosario back out of the stretch. That one right of the knees. Called strike two. Salinas with his seventh double of the year. He's on second, two down, 0-2 to Nunez. Nunez 1-for-2. The 0-2 pitch, that one inside. One ball, two strikes, runner in scoring position. For the Blue Jays here, bottom half of the fifth. Time called, granted at the plate to Nunez. Pitches thus far for Del Rosario. He'll kick and fire. The chopper left side, that's going to be picked up, and the throw is in time. Jarvis to Dixon to get the third out. So again, Del Rosario gets out of it unscathed. We'll head to the top half of the sixth inning. It's still 2-1, and don't forget your Blue Jays continue this series against the Bradenton Marauders all the way through Sunday here at TD Ballpark. And tomorrow is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. Fans can enjoy $1 12-ounce draft beers, $2 16-ounce draft beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. First pitch for tomorrow's matchup scheduled for 6:30 p.m. normal time. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Put your loving hand out, baby, 'cause I'm my feet, you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging.
Chris Valentine back with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Top half of the sixth. Kelvin Perez back out pitching. First to Mike Jarvis is up for ball 1-0. 30 pitches in that first inning. Gave up the one run, was able to keep the bases loaded and get out of that, allowing just the one run. Grounder over to third, picked up by Rivas. Throw across the infield is in time for out number one. One up, one down in this half inning. That'll bring up Brendan Dixon.
First baseman, number three, Brendan Dixon.
0 for 2 on the day. Strikeout and a ground into a double play. Perez kicks and fires. Checked his swing. Did he go? He did not. 1-0. Perez out of the windup, fires that one down low. Worked out of the stretch for virtually the entire last inning after hitting Hendry by a pitch, with a pitch, putting him on missed. The 3-0, that one in there. These Marauders hitters not getting the green light with 3-0. The 3-1, that one fouled off into the netting. Count full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. One away here, top of the sixth. Perez kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Another strikeout for Kelvin Perez. Two down here now in the sixth inning. Wyatt Hendry, the catcher. He got hit by that pitch in the first at bat against Perez. That led off the fifth, came around and scored the first run of the day for the Marauders. He's back up. That one misses, 1-0 to start off Hendry. Hendry officially 0-for-1, a strikeout looking. Perez kicks and fires. Chopper left side, check swing. Rivas having to run a long way and can't handle the barehanded pickup. Really tough play that should go down as a hit. Hendry on for the second time today. That'll bring up Randy Romero. Seen a couple of those work out for the Marauders. Essentially a swinging bunt. First pitch in there, right at the knees, for a called strike to Romero. Romero 2-for-2, two singles, was stranded at third to end the last inning. The 0-1, there goes Hendry. That one popped back out of play. He'll have to head back. Now 0-2 the count to Romero. No balls, two strikes. Runner on first, two away. Perez fires. Cut and a miss. Romero down on strikes, and that will get us to the bottom half of the sixth here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays still lead it 2-1. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
I be like, shoot, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options. Quite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Oh, I'm so shiny, I'm like, oh.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. Del Rosario still out there pitching for the Marauders. First pitch to Sotolongo, driven high, deep towards center field. Bowen going back, settles underneath in front of the warning track, and makes the grab.
Catcher, number one.
Sotolongo got a little bit underneath that one. Drove it deep, but not deep enough. John Hernandez will step in. One away here, bottom six. 78 pitches for Del Rosario. The Marauders do have a little bit of movement going on, not completely warming up. There's a soft liner over towards right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Hernandez on with a one-out single. His first hit of the game, but third time on the bases.
Second baseman, number 11, Raquelvin DeCastro.
Hernandez now 1-for-2. And that'll bring out Raquelman DeCastro. DeCastro, for one, he did draw a walk. First pitch, chopper left side. That'll be picked up by Jarvis. Over to second for one and first. In time, an inning-ending double play. Just three pitches, I believe, there for Del Rosario in this inning. Gets out of it. And that'll send us to the top half of the seventh quickly. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Blue Jays fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got one 16-ounce draft beer and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. I mean, BOGO margs, BOGO wine. Where can you beat that? And every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Back here, top half of the seventh. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Will Hennis, Blue Jays, on for the 16th time this year. He'll start off against Josiah Dixon, then the top of the order coming up. First pitch, the sinker in there for called strike, 0-1. Sinker slider in the repertoire for Alvarado. The lefty kicks and fires. That one line towards center field. That's going to be a base hit. A leadoff single for Josiah Dixon. His second hit of the game. And now the top of the order comes up, Davies Nadal.
Second baseman, number 31, Davies Nadal.
Nadal 0 for 3, 3 Ks today. Now Del Rosario, the starting pitcher for the Marauders, walking down that line. That's going to likely be the end of his day. So we'll see a new pitcher in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Nadal. That slider outside, 1-0. That slider yanked into the right-handed batter's box. Hernandez able to keep that from getting to the backstop with that snag, 2-0. Dixon with a pretty large lead over there at first. Alvarado kicks and fires. Grounder over to first. Nice pickup by Nunez. Over to second for one, and that'll be it. Oh, nice play there by Rainer Nunez, getting the lead runner at second. Nadal with that speed, they weren't going to be able to get Alvarado over to the bag quick enough for the double play, but they'll definitely take that play. Nadal on with a fielder's choice. So now one on, one out for Jace Bowen. First pitch inside. Called a strike. Oh, wow. Oh, and one. He'll take that. Alvarado comes set. Kicks and fires. Line towards left field. Over there. And over the head of Brazaban. That's going to get to the wall. Potential RBI double. They'll hold the throw to home as Nadal makes it all the way from first to score. The game is now tied. Jace Bowen driving in his second run of the day, 40th on the year.
Shortstop
with that RBI
five,
double.
Sanchez Chen.
Brazaban started coming in. But that ball kept carrying. So now the go-ahead run on second. Alvarado kicks and fires that slider in there for a called strike. Sungche Chang at bat. He's 2 for 3 on the day. Alvarado kicks and fires that one. In there outside corner again with that slider. Now 0-2 to Chang. We're tied here, top of the seventh, 2-2. Run around second for Bradenton. The 0-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Three straight sliders. And Chang swings over top for out number two.
Now batting number 13, Sergio Campagna.
First strikeout for Alvarado. Now Sergio Campagna. He'll step in. Go ahead, run at second base. First pitch, slider. Misses outside, 1-0. The 1-0, cut and a miss. 89-mile-an-hour sinker. Evens up that count, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Alvarado kicks and fires. Cut and a miss on the slider. Now Campagna down 1-2. Lefty-righty matchup here. Alvarado looking towards second. Kicks and fires. That one. Called strike three on the slider. Nice pitch. Caught the inside corner. Campagna down looking. But we're tied here as we head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark.
Fans, it's now time to get up.
I'll pick a banjo now. Oh, no, country winners keep a-getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a-turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Marauders is the lefty Mitchell Miller. He's on for the fourth time this year. Just 2 2/3 innings pitched this season through those three appearances. First two appearances, he went scoreless. And his last time out against Fort Myers, he gave up 3 earned runs. So his ERA is a little high. Ground offside, that gets through for a base hit. Brazoban on with a infield single. Off as we're tied here.
Jose Rivas.
Bottom half of the seven. That's going to bring up Jose Rivas, the 9-hole hitter. Final line for Yoelvis Del Rosario. 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 runs both earned. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. That one fouled off right side to start off Rivas 0-1. A quality start for Yoelvis Del Rosario. But with it tied here, he won't be able to get the win. Grounder over to second. Picked up. Stepped on second by Nadal and throws over to first for the 4-3 double play. That wipes away that infield single that'll bring up Adrian Pinto.
Adrian Pinto.
So now 2 down, bottom half of the seventh. Just 4 pitches for Miller thus far. First pitch to Pinto is in there with that slider. 0-1 to start him off. That one misses, even though the count 1-1. Pinto 0-2. He did draw a walk. He scored the first run for the Blue Jays. The 1-1. That one lifted towards left. Getting underneath is Romero. He settles and makes the grab. And that will end the inning. So we'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. The top half of the eighth. It's still 2-2 here at TD Ballpark. And Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live right here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays will be home all the way through Sunday, June 26th. And the first pitch for tomorrow's matchup is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Go to DineenBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live right here on the Dineen.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit BaseballHall.org today for the
beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Torn this boy apart.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Wilhannis Alvarado still there pitching for the Blue Jays. Mike Jarvis leads it off for the Marauders. First pitch, that slider lost the grip a little bit. Outside for ball 1-0. Two-two ball game here, TD Ballpark. Grounder left side, past the diving Rivas. Potential extra bases for Jarvis. He rounds first over towards second. Brazoban having a little bit of trouble over there in the corner, but he's able to get it into the infield to keep Jarvis at second. A leadoff double. And that puts the go-ahead run at second base. No outs.
First baseman, number 3, Brendan Dixon.
Brendan Dixon now comes up. He's 0-3, two strikeouts and a double play. 10th hit of the ballgame for the Marauders. First pitch, that slider misses. 1-0. Second double that Alvarado has given up in this appearance. The 1-0, that one misses inside. Two balls, no strikes. Alvarado looking towards second. He'll kick and fire that one outside. Now 3-0 to Dixon. That gets Hernandez out to the mound to give some words of encouragement to his pitcher. Alvarado struggling with the command on that slider here in this inning. Three balls, no strikes. Hernandez back behind the plate. Dixon back in. The 3-0. That one misses low. So the first two men on board in this half inning for the Marauders. That's going to bring up Wyatt Hendry, the catcher. Two on, no outs. Infield shifted a little bit to the right, now coming in a little bit. Blue Jays expecting a bunt here, and Hendry swinging away, fouls that one back into the netting. Nunez a few steps onto the infield grass over there at first base. 0-1 the count. Alvarado kicks and fires. That one lifted high. Shallow center field. Salinas coming in. Sotolongo coming in. It's drifting over to the right. Caught by Sotolongo. Taking a few steps off is Jarvis, but he stays at second. No chance to advance the runners there. Big first out.
Left fielder, number 26, Randy Romero.
One away here now. Runners at first and second. Randy Romero, the left fielder. He's 2-3, two singles and a strikeout. Alvarado kicks and fires. The runners go. Throw to third is not in time. Both runners now in scoring position. Mike Jarvis timed that up really well. He caught the tendencies of the lefty Alvarado. He took off before Alvarado even picked up his right leg. The infield now in for the Blue Jays. Go-ahead run now at third base. The 0-1. That one in there. Now 0-2. Marauders doubles down to Romero. Strikeout here would be massive. Alvarado kicks and fires. Liner left side past the diving Rivas. That's going to bring a run in. They're going to send the next one. No, they're going to hold him. Throw to home would have been perfect by Brazoban. A smart stop sign there by the third base coach, but the go-ahead run now in. The Marauders lead at 3-2. RBI single for Randy Romero. That'll bring up Josiah Dixon. Still only one out, runners on the corners. Romero's third hit of the game brings in the go-ahead run. Top half of this eighth inning. Alvarado looking towards first. Kicks and fires. There goes the runner. A bunt there by Dixon. They're going to go to first with it. And a bad throw. Horrible throw by Alvarado. They get all the way into right field. They're going to hold the runner at third now. Run comes in. And advancing now to third is Romero. That should go down as an error altogether. I don't believe they'd give an infield hit. And they do. They give the single and then an error. So Josiah Dixon bunts his way on with a single. And advancing to third on the air is Randy Romero. Drew Hayes comes out of the dugout. He's going to go talk to Alvarado. Two runs already across for the Marauders in this half inning. They now lead 4-2. The Blue Jays, who haven't been able to muster up much offense since that first inning, they trail by two. And the Marauders might not be done yet. Top of the order now coming up.
Second baseman, number 31, Davis Nadal.
Davies Nadal. He's up for the fifth time in this game. Three strikeouts, and he reached on a fielder's choice. Good pick there by Hernandez on that slider in the dirt, keeping the runners where they are. A ball and no strikes. Alvarado looking towards first. Kicks and fires. That one right at the knees, called a strike on that sinker. Nadal scored the tying run in the last inning. And now he's got a chance to extend Bradenton's lead. The 1-1. That one skips again. Hernandez, a really nice pick that time on the sinker. Two and one now the count to Nadal. Alvarado struggling here. Still need two outs to get out of this inning. The 2-1. That one in on the hands, a little blooper. That's going to fall in over to first. They get the lead runner. And having to stay at third, that was a weird play. A soft blooper in on the hand, stayed in the infield. The Blue Jays let it fall and take the force at second. So two down. Again on a fielder's choice. Nadal reaching. And that'll bring up Jace Bowen. Two away, runner still at the corners. There goes the runner. Over to second. Hernandez with a throw. They're going to get him. Now he stops, and they're going to tag him out. They got him before the run comes in. The Blue Jays were really confident that they'd be able to get Nadal turning back towards first, and they do before that run comes across. So two runs scored for Bradenton in this top half of the eighth. We'll head to the bottom half. It's 4-2. Marauders lead it.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days, and if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you...
Here, bottom half of the eighth inning. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. The Blue Jays have some work to do. First pitch to Esteban Machado, taken for a strike. He looked to lay down a bunt, pulled back, but able to get the call was Mitchell Miller. He's back out here for his second inning worth of work. That one fouled off right side. Now 0-2 to Machado. No balls, two strikes. Ground to left side foul. The 0-2, chopper left side again, foul. Two again, that one fouled again. Machado able to keep himself alive. Machado, Salinas, and Nunez due up. Could definitely use a run or two here in this inning. And then he lines that one towards center field. That's going to be caught and out of the hand. That's not going to be caught. It's out of the glove of Bowen, over to second and safe. They didn't apply the tag. Jace Bowen made a diving effort, and as he landed on the ground, it popped out of his glove. He did not complete the catch.
Center fielder, number 50,
That's going to go down as a double for Machado and puts a runner in scoring position here, no outs. Entire way, able to get into second and miss the tag. That could be a big play in this game. First pitch to Salinas. He grounds it over to first. That's going to advance the runner. Picked up underneath the glove, over to second now. Good backing up there by Davies Nadal. It got under the glove of Brendan Dixon. And luckily for the Marauders, Nadal was able to back that up. That puts the runner on third. One away with Rainer Nunez coming up. First pitch to Nunez in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him. Cut and a miss. Fastball at 90 now. 0-2. Nunez batting 412 against lefty pitchers. He's got one here now. 0-2. Cut and a miss. Nunez down on three strikes. And now, two down here, bottom of the eighth. After that leadoff double, two straight outs. Sotolongo, the right fielder, he'll step in. First pitch, that slider misses high. 1-0. Lifts that one back out of play. Evens up that count, 1-1. A ball and a strike. The 1-1, pop. 1-2. Mitchell Miller trying to pitch around that leadoff double by Machado. He was able to get Nunez without throwing a ball over the plate. That one misses outside, 2-2. The 2-2 lifted high towards right field. Josiah Dixon settling underneath. He will make the grab. And the Blue Jays, again, can't take advantage of runners in scoring position. We'll head to the ninth. The Marauders will try to get a couple insurance runs as we head toward this ninth inning. 4-2, Bradenton leads it.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
Back here, top half of the ninth. Marauders lead at 4-2. Juan Nunez is now out pitching for the Blue Jays. First pitch to Jace Bowen. That one fouled. Went off of Hernandez. Trey Ward will walk that pitch out a little bit. That ball back to Nunez as Hernandez shakes that off. Bowen one to start off. Bowen pops that one back out of play. Bowen, 1-for-3 on the day. Had a sac fly in the fifth and a double in the seventh. Two RBIs. Blue Jays trying to keep this a two-run deficit. Cut and a miss. Nice pitch there by Juan Nunez. Got Bowen to his knees, swinging out of his shoes there. One away, that'll bring up Sung Che Chang.
Shortstop, number 5, Sung Che Chang.
Chang is in there for a called strike. Big cut and a miss. Chang swings way over top of that slider now. 0-2. Nunez, quick pitch there. 95-mile-an-hour fastball that Chang was able to foul off. The 0-2 outside. Went back with that fastball. Coming in at 98. Nunez with some velocity, but he dialed that one up. Out of the windup, the 1-2. And a foul ball right off the front foot and over to the front of the Blue Jays dugout. Count stays 1-2. The pitch. And did he check his swing? He did not. Says the home plate umpire. Didn't even ask for the appeal. So back-to-back strikeouts to start out this ninth inning for Juan Nunez. And that'll bring up Sergio Campagna.
Designated hitter number 13, Sergio Campagna.
Juan Nunez looking real good right now. He's pitched really well in relief as of late. Big cut and a miss on that slider. That pitch darted away from the end of the bat of Campagna. The 0-1, that one misses. Blue Jays trail by two, trying to get to the ninth, only trailing by two. The 1-1, cut and a miss. 96-mile-an-hour fastball, blew it by Campagna. Now a 1-2 count. The 1-2, slider low and away, he lays off. Nunez out of the windup, kicks and fires. That one outside corner, called strike three. Nunez strikes out the side as we head to the bottom half of the ninth. Blue Jays trail by two. They need two to keep this going, three to win. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network here at TD Ballpark.
Been faking me out. cry one more and then I say goodbye. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heatwaves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heatwaves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. I just wanna know what you're dreaming of. When you're sleeping, smile so comfortable. I just wish that I could give you that.
We're back here, bottom half of the ninth. Hernandez, DeCastro, and Brazaban do up for the Blue Jays. New pitcher in to close this one out for Bradenton is Dante Mendoza. He's on for the 16th time this year. 22 and a third innings pitched, a 1.61 ERA. 1-for-2 on save opportunities. Started that one off in the dirt, and then he almost hits Hernandez. Now 2-0 to start him. Two balls, no strikes. That one lifted right side, up and out of play. Blue Jays need two here. Mendoza, the righty, pitches out of the stretch, kicks and fires. That one lifted high towards left field, going back to the wall is Romero, and that's going to be off the base of the wall. Extra base hit for Hernandez. He'll settle in at second with a leadoff double. That's exciting. And now Raquelvin DeCastro will come up with a runner in scoring position, tying run now at the plate.
DeCastro.
DeCastro 0-for-2 on the day. Did reach on a walk back in the fourth inning. First pitch, low and inside. Amel Brazaban on deck for the Blue Jays. The 1-0. That one fouled back. Blue Jays had the tying run on base last night. Couldn't get it home to bring it to extras. Let's see if they can get something going in this ninth inning. They've had opportunities. A ball and a strike. The pitch fouled back again. Raquelvin has that timed up pretty well. That fastball coming in at 92. Leadoff double by Hernandez has him at second. No outs here. 1-2 count. The pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Really nice curveball. One away. That'll bring up Amel Brazaban.
Left fielder number 41, Amel Brazaban.
First strikeout for Mendoza. First pitch to Brazaban, misses inside, went right back with that curveball. Couldn't break it enough, 1-0. Mendoza kicks and fires. That one sent to center field. That might be trouble. That's going to be caught out. No, it's dropped again. Oh, goodness. That's going to be an error on Nadal. And that puts the tying run on base. Nadal, that was a blooper. He was backtracking.
Third baseman,
but that's an error on him. That's got to be. That puts runners at first and second. Staying at second, obviously, was Hernandez, thinking that would be caught. Goes down as an E4. Jose Rivas. 2-on-1 out, the tying run on first. Takes that first pitch at the knees for a strike, 0-1. top of the order on deck, Adrian Pinto. That one outside that curveball. The Blue Jays again get the tying run on base in the ninth inning. A ball and a strike. The pitch, low. 2-1. Need something big from Rivas here. Hernandez on second. Brazovan on first. That one inside. Nice take there by Rivas. He started to offer and held it up. 3-1 the count. Rivas represents the go-ahead run potentially. 3-1. Grounder picked up by Mendoza. Over to second for one and first for two. A game-ending double play. Reaction there by Dante Mendoza. Fired it over to second for the 1-4-3 double play. And that'll do it here at TD Ballpark. The Blue Jays drop their second in a row here at home. The Marauders win it by a score of 4-2. Bradenton improves to 29-35. The Blue Jays fall to 27-38. The Marauders score 4 runs on 12 hits. They committed 2 errors. The Blue Jays 2 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error. The win will go to Mitchell Miller. The loss to Wilhenis Alvarado. And Dante Mendoza gets the save. We'll be back tomorrow night for Game 3 of this series. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. And again, don't forget, it is Dollar Beer Night tomorrow night presented by Budweiser. We appreciate you tuning in today. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow. Go Blue Jays.
Sugar in my water. Yeah. season touchdown throws. And with every party, it's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
You know you can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling, yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my